Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's the late, great godfather of soul, the awesome James Brown, bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website's smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Dr. Bill Duckerberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB, one of our heroes around here, and his index of small business optimism is the gold standard for small business sentiment for on the planet. Bill, thanks again for being here. Let's get into the internals. Folks, the index is made up of 10 elements of different indicators that small business owners track and are paying attention to. And so you take, Bill, you take those the responses to those 10 indicators and give each one of them a value and come up with your number, which, by the way, I'll point out again, folks, for the entire pre-pandemic Trump administration, the index was record well over 100, several points above the 50-year average. In January, the first month of the Biden administration, when we knew we had a Biden administration, it dropped to 95, below the 50-year average. So now let's get into the internals, Bill. What happened on the labor side?
Well, actually, the labor side doesn't look too bad. Hiring plans really stayed up pretty strong, and we actually reported creating some good jobs per firm. But if you look at where that came from, you see that the small business sector is really bifurcated. On the one hand, we've got construction and manufacturing and transportation. Those sectors are just hot, and they can't find workers, and they wish they could get more, and they're trying to hire. And then you move over to restaurants. Hello.
Right.
Well, find an open one if you can. Mm-hmm. So you go to the services sector. That's where you found, hundreds of thousands of people lost their jobs when the COVID policies closed down foot traffic and closed down non-essential firms. That was the end. So, we ended up last year 10 million jobs lower than we started in January of 20. And so we went down 20 and we made 10 back through the year, but we're still 20 below where we were a year ago, and that's some work left to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things I want to point out here is 33% of all owners reported job openings they could not fill in the current period, and
right.
which is a higher number even than December, which to me is an indictment on several levels. It's an indictment of our country's inability to train the people for the jobs that are available for the 21st century jobs. This is what the federal government, if they want to work on something, this is what they want to work on. But if you've got that many vacancies, there is no problem with paying people. You've got to pay people. You're going to have to step up your game. If you can't find people, it might be because you're not paying them enough. You're not offering enough. Therefore, you've got to do that. That's the reason why the minimum wage is unnecessary. Minimum wage increase to $15 is unnecessary.
Well,
I'll make that connection, Bill. Am I right?
Yes, you're absolutely right. But in the meantime, John Kerry thinks that people can easily switch from being a coal miner to making solar panels. As he flies around in his jet, his private jet, dropping tons and tons of carbon all over the atmosphere.
100 metric tons per trip. So how do they say that with a straight face? How do they look a coal miner or a welder on the pipeline? How do they look at that person in the eye and say, listen, you're gonna all you gotta do is transfer over to a solar panel company? What are they gonna say when that guy says, okay, fine, where do I report to work tomorrow?
Yeah, where is it? Where is that solar panel company?
Is it gonna? Are we gonna go to Solyndra? I know. Just go to Solyndra and work. Well, wait a minute. Solyndra bankrupt.
Yeah.
Right?
What can I say? Yeah. You know, I knew John Hines way back when, senator, because he died near my house when his helicopter came down, but I knew him before. Such a nice man, and then we got John Kerry as the replacement. Oh, my God.
Yeah. What a joke.
What a terrible, terrible loss for us.
What about spending? Capital spending, CapEx.
Well, CapEx is too low, you know. If you look at the chart, which is hard to do on the radio, you'll see that the percent of our firms that report making a capital outlay is really low, and also the plans to make them over the next 3 to 6 months, those are low. But again, you know, if you think sales are not going to be good and the economy is going to go to pot, are you going to buy all that new equipment when you won't have the customers? No. Are you going to expand your business? No. Too much uncertainty. So that's not good for GDP now. That is, we're not spending money on that kind of stuff. But also, if we're not investing in our workers, then we can't raise their productivity.
Right.
Like John Kerry thinks that you can do magically. We can't raise their productivity if we're not investing in them. So we need to see capital spending pick back up.
When we come back after the break, we're going to talk about credit markets. This is a really important point here, folks. We've got to bring this into the discussion about the Paycheck Protection Program, what Bill is finding out in their research on this. And I think this is an important point to be making. And we'll talk about that some more with our good friend, Dr. Bill Duckenberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB. NFIB.com is the website. Be sure to check that out. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Pirate's mind. You marry a music man.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.